855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. And you can go to freetalklive.com and participate there. We've got all kinds of ways for you to participate. You can go link to stories and blog posts and videos or whatever right on the front of our website, and people will vote up the submissions, vote them down. You can do the same with theirs. It's great, and we get a lot of our stories from there. It's freetalklive.com. We were talking in the last segment to Mitchell about how are we more free. Now, we were trying to look up this particular editorial from the Austin American Statesman, I believe is what it's called, and we haven't been able to find it, but it's interesting.
I found something from the Austin Statesman about JFK remembering without the tears or something, but it doesn't list anything about freedoms.
We'll have Mitchell tell us where it is in just one second. I just want to recap real quick. So, you know, in the 60s, 1962, before JFK was assassinated, Americans, there was a draft, so you had the possibility of being conscribed, you know, which is a form of slavery, essentially, yes. And into the military. You couldn't own gold, and I think there was one more. Mitchell, what was the other one?
Telephones.
Yeah, you couldn't own a telephone because there was the...
You couldn't own a telephone, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The Ma Bell monopoly. Yeah.
Monopoly.
Well, so, the other two things I read was the effective tax rate, thanks to Eisenhower, Republican, was 90%. And JFK got that back down to 40%.
That's what they call the marginal tax rate. It wasn't the effective tax rate.
Can you explain that to me? Is it... Oh, no. Either you or Mark. I'm just curious how...
I have to do it. I can't do it.
All right. So there were certain people that earned in certain categories, you know, obviously rather wealthy people that earned some money that if they weren't able to hide it or ferret it away, and we all know that only the, you know, there's only going to be basically only the nouveau riche, the people that don't know how to hide their money are the ones that are going to get hit by this.
Then they're not going to be rich for long because the government's going to take it.
Very few people paid this 90% tax bracket.
Okay.
But I'd also like to point out that the effective taxes on an individual in America are the same as they were at this time in history that he's referring, the 90% tax bracket, because there wasn't much in the area of local taxes, state taxes, and these things. States didn't have income taxes and stuff like that. So
right. But you know, if you look back, and this is just kind of what I've read and looked at, JFK today, I think, would be labeled a conservative because he hated taxes and he loved the military.
Yep,
and it's true. And so,
I don't know if conservatives today really hate taxes. I mean, maybe sometimes they talk about it, but
they talk about it.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Mitchell. I think that JFK would be considered a conservative, if a somewhat moderate conservative, a conservative today.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. My whole point in this is that I keep hearing and reading and I listen to a lot of talk shows, and it's like, we're just not free. We're not free today. I said, just go back 50 years or 30 years or 40 years and see where we were at. And I just think we got a lot of freedoms today we didn't have 40, 50 years ago.
I think you're right, and I love being able to point out the differences. You know, being able to own gold is a great freedom. Not having to go into the military, if they want to call you up, you know, is a lottery, and you know, you might win, you might lose in that one. Those are great freedoms. Do you have others on the list?
That's I'll be honest, guys. About that's it? What okay. I remember.
Okay. I thought you might have the list sitting in front of you. Terribly sorry. So, now, if I look back, and I think that a lot of people is pre-9/11. And prior to 9/11, I didn't have to, you know, when I went on an airplane flight in Sarasota, the Sarasota International Airport in Sarasota, Florida, I remember showing up 20 minutes before the plane would take off. Mm-hmm. I knew how this whole operation would work. I'd get in there, I'd have my ticket ahead of time, bam, 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 I'd be through, I'd walk through the little metal detector, and I was in. And I think that a lot of people feel the difference on, you know, at the airport. That's where they really feel it.
Or maybe on the roads. I don't remember there being border patrol checkpoints then.
And of course, certainly it's harder to get across the border in Canada.
I didn't live in the Southwest, but
Bahamas, Mexico, all those.
Need a passport.
No, it's not hard. I mean, I'm in South Texas, guys, and it's not. The border's always been what it is. Trust me, I've been here 50 years.
Well, it may be in Texas, but not in Canada.
But I do agree with you on the airline thing, because I can remember even before you that, you know, my big thing was I grabbed that boarding pass 10 minutes before I was supposed to get on, and I got on.
Yeah.
And that was a luxury, and I don't get that luxury anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
the whole industry of air travel, it was going up at such a great pace, you know, before 9/11. It was getting more.
It's down now from 9/11.
Yeah, it was really servicing the needs of the customers a lot better, and things were improving, and the quality of everything was getting better, from the planes themselves to the meals and the amenities and Wi-Fi and stuff like that.
I think it's better now that we don't get meals at all.
Yeah, but now it's just...
You don't feel obligated to eat the rubber chicken. Mitchell, thank you for the call. 855-453.
Well, the other question I have at that, yeah, maybe there are more freedoms today in certain respects.
I think it's great. I think that I love to hear the other side.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting, and I don't doubt that there are more, especially in key areas. However, where would we be today if we didn't have so much of this coercive government that's been restricting us for the past 50 years, too? That's another question to ask.
And one wonders why.
Would we be even further along? Would we have different technologies? Would we have more freedoms? Would we have, you know, self-driving cars? Would we have all kinds of stuff?
And there was a big crackdown on freedom with basically the birth of fascism in the late 19th and early 20th centuries here in the United States. Fascism was alive and well, and, you know, I mean, when you look at presidencies like Wilson's, both the Roosevelts, and you know the effects they had on freedom in this country. You know, there was a diminishing effect and a long way to come back. When you look at the area that they call the era of the robber barons from 1870 to 1890, the real earning income of the average American doubled. That doesn't occur too many times in human history.
Yeah.
And generally, when it does, then the government comes in to take their big old cut. And, you know, somebody doesn't feel like somebody else got, you know, somebody wants a piece of that pie. And when the lawyers get a piece of the pie, because that's what the government's made of, when the lawyers get a piece of the pie, they take a big old piece, and the rest of you guys, you don't get as much. And that's how it goes. Let's go to Andy in Milwaukee. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How's it going?
All's well.
Well,
did we lose Andy?
I think, Andy, we may have a connection problem. If you want to go ahead and... Hello?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, that's better. I just... I've been a listener to the show for a while, and I know y'all have discussed some of the potential of Bitcoin. And one of the stumbling blocks I've found people run into is this physical Bitcoin. Physical Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if I have this program on my phone. It's like having a Bitcoin wallet on your phone.
Is it Bitcoin Spinner?
No, it's not. It's another one called InstaWallet.
What is it called? InstaWallet?
Yes.
Okay.
But the thing is, it allows you to use the Bitcoin network and a QR code to allow my smartphone to smartphone transactions. So I was just wondering if that's something that, if you tie that with, you know.
If you tie it with what?
I think he's going to ask me if there's some way to tie bitcoins with QR codes and create a Bitcoin banknote. There's a little bit of notation here on the Andy, you can call us back if you can get a better connection. Terribly sorry. But, yeah, there is. If blockchain.info has a way to make basically a paper wallet, and you can do that right there. You can create your own banknote of whatever size of Bitcoins you want. If you want a one Bitcoin banknote, which would be worth about $12.50, you can create it. If you want 125, you know, you can do whatever you want, whatever
size
you want.
There have been those curvaceous physical Bitcoins, too, as well.
That's right. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1726.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1769.50, $884.75 for a half ounce, or $442.37 for a quarter ounce. That's $1769.50, $884.75, and $442.37.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. I want to tell you real quick about MortgageMinuteGuy.com. This is a an online mortgage broker. They do loans in all 50 states. And one of the real advantages is the kind of personal service that you get from Mortgage Minute Guy. They will walk you through every step of the way. And this is a, you know, sort of a disconcerting process. They have a product over there called, and I'm sure you're familiar with it. It's the reverse mortgage, the FHA reverse mortgage. And it's, well, it's at least one good thing about getting older. It's a no documentation loan where all you have to do is, provide them with, show that you own the house. There's no credit report necessary if you want to get the cash out of your property. And then you've got enough equity. It's no problem. It doesn't matter if you've got bankruptcies or foreclosures or short pays or whatever. You own that house. And if you're over the age of 62, you can get a reverse mortgage. And they can help you do it. They're at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Again, it's MortgageMinuteGuy.com. I'm going to give you the telephone number here so you can give them a call if you don't have a computer handy. But I do recommend going to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. They've got a lot of information there at their website. And this is for a FHA reverse mortgage. The telephone number is 866-288-0088. Again, it's 866-288-0088 for MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Stephanie, we were talking about an email I got, and this email has been on my mind all week. And I am sort of ambivalent about it. I feel all kinds of different things, and I wonder, have I communicated poorly on the show, that this guy was so upset with our take on, veterans and that kind of thing, or... Is it all on him? I don't know.
I think I can see where this email is going, because he's got some what he believes are critiques. He specifically said that he wanted to have more respect from Free Talk Live. He wanted to hear Free Talk Live being more respectful of veterans and thanking them and stuff like that. And I think probably the best way to approach this email is to start off by trying to understand where he's coming from, trying to empathize with him, right? It doesn't mean we have to agree with what he's saying, because we probably will actually disagree, but just to try to understand where he's coming from. I could see that if somebody is a veteran, they may feel like, hey, I've done a lot, as part of the military. It's hard work.
Yeah, I bet it is. I got shot at. I could have died out there.
Yeah,
I signed
it's
a
scary.
Check. There's one caller called in recently and said he signed a check that the government could cash at any time for his life.
Well, the government literally owns you. Remember that vet who called in a couple weeks ago saying if you got a sunburn, it was destruction of government property?
This veteran here in this email is going to make the same point.
I see. So, well, he feels like he's put a lot on the line for the military, and for whatever reasons he chose to go into it, he has already made that that commitment or that investment, I guess maybe is how he sees it, and he wants some recognition for that.
Yep.
Right, he wants to be recognized, he wants to be appreciated, maybe he would like to maybe get some fairness, like the things that were promised to him. He'd like to get those, like the benefits.
He doesn't make any point at all about the United States government and how they've been treated unfair.
Okay.
And I think it's very interesting that it seems to me the people that are the worst to veterans are the people for whom they put their lives, literally did put their lives on the line, the people in the government.
So he's not criticizing the government at all. He's criticizing
Free Talk Live
civilians
in our opinions
who speak out against. Yeah. So, maybe we can disagree with this person, and I do disagree with him, but I would say that it seems likely that maybe we can at least understand the fact that he's got a strong need to be recognized, right? And to be appreciated.
His point here is that his initial first point, and he has four or five of them here, is that there would be no economy, there would be no United States, there would be no freedom without the military. And I think you can make that argument for the Continental Army of, 1776 to 79 or whatever the last conflict was. I'm sorry, I don't know. And I think you could make that argument. After that, it starts getting a little blurry. 1812... The people in the military certainly were fighting for the freedom of the United States, and Great Britain probably could have taken them back at that time, especially if it hadn't been for a freak hurricane that hit Washington, D.C. But the United States government got into a war that they didn't need to get into. The conflict had actually been decided before the war ever started. This is one of the problems with communications at the time. And the United States government was spoiling for a conflict, and it put its veterans' lives on the line, and likely the freedom of all of its citizens, just to prove a point with Great Britain. And that point didn't get proven. We were talking about Afghanistan and South and
why would they do that?
Iraq.
Sorry to interrupt, but an important point. Someone actually tweeted at Free Talk Live during one of the breaks on tonight's show, saying that the fallacy that freedom is dependent on or contingent on military aggression only serves to perpetuate the evil of the state. And I think that's important, and he said it really well. I like the way that he said that because, you know, why would the government just keep perpetuating wars? Because war is the health of the state. They want people to believe that they need the government aggressing via the military in order to keep them free, and then people will continue to support them and
right.
fund them.
When was the last defensive war? One would say that Afghanistan was a defensive move against a nation that wouldn't bring Osama bin Laden to justice.
Well, for a defensive war, it's been awfully
it's been
shifty.
Going on a long time.
Yeah, and it's been the reasons, the rationale for it and the justification have been awfully shifty.
Well,
like you said.
It's not just shifty, it's just wrong. I mean, it is not a defensive war.
Right.
The fact is, the Taliban, when it was in charge of Afghanistan, offered to give up Osama bin Laden to Saudi Arabia for a neutral third-party trial. I don't see a good reason to have spent $2 or $3 trillion, whatever the cost of this longest conflict in the United States history, to have gone after a guy that they could have gotten just by agreeing to these terms. Mm-hmm. It was one of these sort of buy our terms or nothing situations. The United States knew that it could beat the Taliban, and the Taliban knew that that could happen. They were just people standing for a principle that they believed. And Iraq turned out no weapons of mass destruction. It starts going back and back. You're like a Persian Gulf. Now that one, I kind of see, Iraq didn't have any business invading Kuwait. Now, Saddam Hussein, who up until that point was the United States puppet dictator, said that he was given the go-ahead to go into Iraq by the United States government. Now, I don't know if this is true or not.
Well,
I'm not going to claim to know.
Wouldn't put it past them.
I don't know. I don't know anything about anything. But
What I remember about the Gulf War, being in first or second grade, and a military member coming into the classroom and talking. You know, he was this great figure. We were supposed to look up to him and thank him, and he was gonna, he was supposed to save us. And he was talking to the kids and telling them how great it was to go into war. And that stuff sticks with you. You know, like, there is a huge cultural pressure and a huge expectation that soldiers are to be worshipped, essentially, that.
If the United States government actually worshipped them, then the Gulf War veterans wouldn't be dying in droves. Mm-hmm. I mean, these people are dying from something, and I don't know what they're dying from, and neither do they. And I don't know, it's terrible what happens to the veterans. I think you have to go back to World War II to even come close to a defensive war. And I can make a great argument against that, too.
Mm.
So we'll go on
Indeed.
With the, more points from this email here shortly. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. 855-450.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough off to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with me, Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want. We've been going through an email here sent in to us by somebody who, I guess, didn't like what Ian or I said about... this is one the host from the rest of the week, Ian, my normal weekday host, and you can listen to Free Talk Live 7 days a week from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time on your local radio station or at freetalklive.com. What we had to say about, he was talking about sort of an economic fallacy about bases, military bases providing to the local economy in particular areas. And, they do provide to local economies, but they take from the greater economy to do so. So, anyway, bitcoins. If you're looking for a way to have control of your own money, bitcoin's the way to do it. They allow you to send and receive money on the internet without paying any fees. I just did a transaction during the break here in bitcoins, and it's fast and easy. Bitcoins, you can get a free online wallet for your bitcoins at blockchain.info. It's great. It's encrypted right in your browser, and you can keep your wallet, some of your money there. I wouldn't keep huge amounts at blockchain.info, but it's much better than the other online wallets out there because they don't even know how much money you're sending or receiving because of their encryption techniques that they use. And with a blockchain wallet, you can send bitcoins via email to your Facebook friends or to anyone's cell phone number in just about any country around the world. All those dictatorial regimes that want to prevent their citizens from sending and receiving money, not with bitcoins. They offer it all for free at blockchain.info. Get your free wallet today. It's blockchain.info. So, Stephanie, let's go on with this email, shall we?
Sure, I'm ready for it.
Okay. Point number two from Eric. It would be a great step in the right direction if everyone, even girls, were forced to serve in the military at least 2 years. Why?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just kind of still shocked at that statement.
You're stuck on the girls thing?
Not only that, no, but like for anyone to say, oh, it would be so great if everybody were forced to serve in the military. Actually, they have that in most parts of the world. And
we call them regimes.
Yeah, exactly. Not only that, but most people don't want to do it. And it's a great way, you know, kids are already mostly given to the state for a lot of their young lives anyway and indoctrinated with worship for the government and statism. You know, why would you want to steal an extra 2 years of their life? And like we were saying in the beginning of the show, too, when you have a large army just standing around, you know, they're going to be used for something. And what they're trained for is force.
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously, you know, go to the Army-Navy story. There's T-shirts there that say that the Army is an organization that kills people and breaks things.
Sure.
That's what they're supposed to do.
And if they have
break them real bad,
boom,
like buildings. They break buildings and power plants and schools and hospitals.
It's true. It's true. And if they have an extra 2 years of your life, I mean, really, they don't take enough from you already. I mean, I think what they steal from you in terms of time, in terms of money, in terms of...
This is an advocation for slavery.
Absolutely.
That's the end of the story.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the reason that he's advocating slavery.
Well,
now,
and wait a minute,
the vet that called in said the same thing. Go ahead.
Well, his statement, too, was, I thought, quite misogynistic as well, because, well, even girls, as if girls are lesser than boys or something like that.
I think that he's speaking to the fact that generally throughout human history, males have been conscribed and not females.
He wants
to indoctrinate everybody.
He didn't say women either. He said girls. He's kind of like minimizing them. You don't say, well, boys are joining the military, right?
He didn't say that, but nor did he specifically point out men either. So
yeah,
I think it's difficult to know. You know, it's difficult to know what he means by that. Do I think?
Yeah, it's just a little bit of a. When I hear somebody refer to adult women as girls, it raises a little bit of a red
without
flag
referring to adult men as boys.
Yeah, exactly. It's a double standard. You can't argue.
I can. I can argue that it's not a double standard because he did not say men, even men and girls should be included in the military.
Oh, but
that would be a double standard.
Right, but you said that before, like when people, that's what I thought you were talking about.
No.
Yeah.
I will argue that it's not necessarily a double standard, but I can see why somebody who's going in the military probably wants to be referred to as an adult. And
sure.
that person,
Well, they're not treated as adults, right? In the military, don't they always say, like, when you're 18, you know, the government considers you old enough to decide to join the military and to vote, but not to drink alcohol?
Indeed.
And then they never consider you adult enough to use marijuana.
That much is true. Let's go to Mike in San Antonio. He wants to talk about the draft. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, there's a reason why civics aren't taught in school anymore. There's a reason why people aren't. When they go through grade school, they're not introduced to the Constitution. James Madison and Ben Franklin and the Founding Fathers said that if all men are armed and proficient in the use of arms, there shall be not need or want of wardens or a standing army. And wardens, of course, were police.
Now, that makes sense.
I did get civics. I went to high school about, more than 10 years ago. Less than 15, and I did have civics class, but we weren't taught about how to use guns or anything. I had to learn that on my own.
I don't think they teach about...
It makes absolute perfect sense that, when there is a standing army, just like you just said, Stephanie, that they want to go out and do stuff. I mean, they're champing at the bit to go out and blow something up or kill something. And if there is no standing army, how could we invade Iraq? How could we go to Afghanistan? I mean, the citizens are the army, and that's just something that has not been taught, and people have forgotten about that we are all the army.
Well,
citizens are the army.
Mike, if people in the military, I think that people in the military often want to get out and see some action, but after they've seen that action for a hot week, they don't want to see any action ever again in their lives. So I think that, you're partially right. I think that mostly the politicians want to use the military as opposed to the military wanting to use the military. Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree with what you're saying. I mean, I've always said for the longest time, and I'm an honorably discharged Army veteran, and I was disenchanted when I got out. I didn't want anything to do with that ever again. And I tell my nephews talk about going into the service, and I try to dissuade them all the time. And it's I don't even know what to say anymore about it. I mean, the military is just, they're like strong men. Like, like the strong arm, you know, force of a bunch of corrupt politicians. I mean, that's basically all they are. And I don't know why these kids in the military don't realize that.
Who knows what they realize? They're probably just scared of what the consequences would be, right?
That's probably right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. 855 450 free. You know, it's interesting that Free Talk Live always gets the brunt of the complaints that we are anti-military, but we get vets calling this show all the time saying things like Mike just said that you know,
that
the military
is interesting. I guess it wasn't bad enough for them to stop listening, right?
The military is, well, I mean, you know, he's saying the military is a strong arm force for a bunch of corrupt politicians.
Yeah. And we can't.
I didn't say that. I see the point, and I think that it's valid. And I'll often say that, you know, I'll repeat points like that because I think that they are valid.
And Mike is a veteran, too.
But I'm not a veteran. Right. Like he said, he was honorably discharged.
Yep.
So I think it's much more difficult for somebody who wasn't in the military to make these statements because people, you know, believe that somehow your opinion is elevated once you've been in the military, specifically about military things.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jeff. It looks like in Idaho. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thanks. Hey, I, on the draft thing, the only intelligent thing I ever heard supporting the draft was when Dwight Eisenhower, he said if every child was drafted, then every mother and father would be anti-war and would almost guarantee no war. And I'm not an advocate of the draft. I just thought that was kind of stunning.
Yeah. Charlie Rangel, the Democrat that I think it proposes this every other year or something like that, as often as he can propose it, proposes it for this reason, that he believes that if there were a draft, that people would be, you know, much less likely to send their own kids into harm's way
if you want war, get some skin in the game. But I am so anti-war and anti-imperial. I don't even want to discuss it. It just is too emotional for me because I've been there.
Where have you been, Jeff?
Well, I'm one of the older guys. I was Vietnam, and that was just no fun at all. And a lost cause from the minute I got there. We knew it was a lost cause, and it was just, I don't know. But, you know, I remember just sitting around with the guys saying, geez, I wish we could get those guys that are arguing over the shape of the table, get them over here and let them do this. They'd argue sitting in the mud.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. 855-453.
Sorry to hear about that.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. What we've been talking about is an email we got from somebody who's upset, a veteran who's upset about, I guess, you know, our lack of respect talking about veterans is his opinion. So I've been reading through it, and it bothered me. It haunted me all week, and that's why I wanted to read it. So I'm going to go on with it here.
I just want to know, well, after you read this, why did it bother you so much? I imagine you get a lot of email like this.
For one, I think it's full of the sort of statist, quasi-religious beliefs that we've all been indoctrinated with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, certainly I'm as big of an offender in this area, too. I was told all these things and believed all these things that I was told. You know, for instance, his claim is that, you know, the troops protect your freedom. And I think that the troops would protect my freedom if somebody asked them to protect my freedom. But that mostly what they've done in the last six decades is do the bidding of politicians in Washington, D.C. that really had nothing to do with protecting the freedom of American citizens.
Yeah, the politicians were the biggest threat to your freedom, right?
I think that the politicians are the biggest threat to my freedom and that the military does what they ask. That's what I think.
Yeah.
So,
but why do you think, I mean, what about it was like sticking with you so much? I'm just trying to understand why.
This individual?
Yeah, just this.
He's hurt.
Yep.
He put his whole life, or at least a portion of his life, out there doing this stuff.
Yep.
And I would have too. I was ready to sign up for the military a couple of times, and it just didn't work out for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not holding myself up as superior or better or smarter or any of those things. I believe that I've applied a certain amount of critical thinking to an area. I've got plenty of vets that back me up on it, if that matters. That the veterans must think this too in order for it to be a valid statement. And I feel bad that this guy is clearly as hurt as he is in this, and that I've communicated as poorly as I have. But to some extent, when you lay down the truth, people are going, and that truth is, you know, contrary to what they've been, and they've been told lies all their life, they're going to, you know, they're going to buck that. They're not going to like it much. If you go to North Korea and you say that Kim Jong-sun, or whatever his name is not God's child, is not a man-god, then they're liable to rip the skin off of your bones because they're so scared of what it is that might happen to them if they don't.
Well, that's it. It's the consequences of acknowledging that what you said is true.
And there's a tremendous amount of social pressure in this country,
too. Social pressure, and I'm sure if you're talking about North Korea, then it's political pressure, too.
Yeah, like, it's even worse in North Korea, no doubt. I mean, obviously, any kind of tyranny that's going on here in the United States, which is probably certainly among the top 20 freest countries in the world, in speech, it can be argued, certainly freedom of the press, it's in the 40s, but economic freedoms, it's in between 8 and 18, depending on which lists you look at. I would think that, yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm not going to compare the United States to North Korea in that way, but I think that you can use an argumentum ad absurdum in this circumstance to look at the most absurd social pressures that are out there. Everybody in America knows that Kim Jong-sun isn't a man-god, right? Like, nobody's going to get upset here.
Sure.
If you can go over to, you know, pick a neutral country, Switzerland or something like that.
They're not going to believe that crap.
You might be able to say, and then you say, well, the United States military has been fighting for the freedom of the United States citizens for, you know, the last six decades or something like that. Then they might, you know, like, really? That's what you think?
Mm.
They might be a little skeptical of that statement. So I think it depends on where you sit. Let's talk to Keith in South Carolina. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I want to address this idea of the draft. We actually do have an emergency draft. It's called the Selective Service.
Yep, it exists.
And in my opinion, it needs to be done away with because it's discriminatory. And the reason I say it's discriminatory is when you or I turn 18, if we don't register for Selective Service, then we can be denied student loans. We can be denied jobs. And various other things, whereas your co-worker there and other females in this country,
girls,
they're not required to. So either they need to get females when they turn 18 to.
How about we have nobody
service,
be required
to. Do away with the whole system altogether.
Yeah, how about we do away with the whole system altogether? I agree, it's discriminatory. I mean, people have said this to me before, and I can't support anyone being forced to register for a draft. Of course not.
You know, because basically, you know, it's like I say, if a guy, regardless of disability or whatever,
right?
I have epilepsy. My seizures are controlled, but when I was in high school and I turned 18, I was required to. Otherwise, I would be denied scholarships to college or I couldn't get a car, whatever. I could be denied a job, you know.
It's the truth.
Any girl that I knew in high school, she wasn't required to do that. So we need to just do away with the whole system, and that's what needs to be brought up to our elected officials, regardless of what their political affiliation.
You don't think that's been brought up to them?
Selective service,
I think it's been brought up to them.
The same requirement on females.
Yep, I agree with you, Keith. Thanks for the call. 855-453. I think it's probably been brought up to some of them, but since nothing's been being done, there's really no motivation to get rid of it.
Yeah, I had a friend in college. Well, not really a friend, just somebody who lived near me, and he registered for, somehow got on the draft board, the local draft board, which they are still staffing because, you know, at some point.
I wish I knew about this local draft board. Where is this thing? Who is on the local draft board here in New Hampshire?
I don't know. He made some kind of like slimy political connection, and he was all about like, hey, I'm just going to, I think the government's crap, but I'm going to use it to my advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got on the draft board, and he was getting a check every month.
How much? Tiny draft.
$17 or something like
that. Okay.
And he was getting pens. He was getting, like, stationery that said draft board and had his name on it and stuff like
that.
Weird. It was very weird. So, but he got all these perks for a draft board that's not doing anything. You know, I think that's really silly. And of course, I agree, it's not fair that men are forced to do this and women are not. But I wouldn't say that that means, yeah, we should force women to, too. How about nobody has to suffer? How about we just get rid of it for everybody?
If it's such a good deal, you don't need to draft people into it.
Absolutely.
And if the nation, if people don't want to rush to the aid of the nation, maybe that nation isn't worth saving.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you know, that just makes sense to me. If you can't get people to freely, you know, try to defend your nation, then maybe your nation has run its course. I'm not saying that's true in this case, but I just don't think we need this particular
All empires come to an end eventually.
That much is true. So going on with the email here from Eric, and he was saying that everybody should be forced to serve in the military for at least 2 years. Why? Because then they would be sent overseas and see the good the U.S. military does instead of just the blind rage at the troops that you see in the mainstream media, especially CNN, ABC, New York Times, The Washington Post, USA Today, MSNBC, NBC,
okay,
Oprah Winfrey's channel, Current TV, wow. MTV, and NPR. Have you ever seen rage at the military
no,
on any of these
in
channels?
In fact, I was going to say I've seen the exact opposite. That just seems like blatant, you know, worshiping the troops.
I don't know about worshiping
the
troops
and the state.
What I see is, you know, no critical analysis of foreign policy is what my concern is.
That's accurate. Yeah.
I don't think that the troops create foreign policy by any stretch. I think that the troops probably hate the foreign policy the most, as evidenced by the fact that the Ron Paul, who wanted to get the troops out of all these 130 nations that they're in, was the highest politician who was donated to for the presidential campaign by military members. And he was in 2008 also.
That's a statement.
Yeah. People in the military, they get the ideas of freedom. My high school buddy who went into the Air Force, he's a libertarian and reposts like all my stuff on Facebook. I mean, and my stuff is all anti-war.
Yeah.
All anti-war. I don't want to be anti-veteran. But I have a difficult time being, pro soldier, sailor, marine when they're currently, you know, sort of as a group currently they're doing the things that the politicians want. I mean, how well? I don't know what else to do about that.
Yeah, the times that I've been confronted with this situation, well, don't you support the troops? Somebody asked me a question like that. The best I can really come up with to respond to that is just, yeah, I support them. I support bringing them home and taking them out of harm's way and not perpetuating these useless wars.
So Eric goes on here, and we'll continue here.
Can't wait to see what he says next.
Third hour, 8:55.
What he thinks we should be forced to do and pay for.
855 450 free talk live, 855-450-3733.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.